Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into Reasons to Stay Alive by Matt Haig. This memoir intricately details Haig's profound battle with depression and anxiety, conditions that once left him grappling with relentless panic attacks and an overwhelming fear of the outside world. Through his journey, Haig discovers a unique way of channeling his intense emotions into the creation of art, along with developing innovative techniques to soothe his troubled mind. His story is one of unbearable darkness that gradually moves toward light, providing a raw, honest, and ultimately hopeful perspective on mental health. Matt Haig is celebrated for both his memoirs, including Notes on a Nervous Planet, and his fiction, with bestsellers such as How to Stop Time, The Humans, and The Radleys. His books have achieved remarkable success, selling over 1 million copies in the United Kingdom alone, and have crossed linguistic barriers, being translated into more than 40 languages around the globe. Reasons to Stay Alive is a must-read for memoir enthusiasts looking for a story filled with heart, struggle, and resilience. It's also an insightful read for social workers, psychologists, and anyone in the field of mental health, offering a perspective into the struggles faced by those battling depression and anxiety. Moreover, individuals experiencing similar challenges will find in Haig's story a source of faith, optimism, and a reminder that there is light beyond the dark. Join us as we explore the depths of Matt Haig's life-changing experience in Reasons to Stay Alive. Reasons to Stay Alive, an optimistic memoir about depression and anxiety. Introduction. Embrace your shadows to find your light. Imagine for a moment that the world as you know it starts to distort, where thoughts entangle and clarity seems as far off as the stars. This bewildering reality became Matt Haig's uninvited truth in his early 20s, when a crippling panic attack left him prisoner within the bounds of his own home. Far from succumbing to despair, Haig embarked on a transformative journey that offers profound insights into the human spirit's resilience. At a juncture where paths diverge towards numbness or confrontation, Haig chose to lean into his suffering, turning away from the allure of temporary escapes offered by drugs and alcohol. He instead opened himself up to the rawness of his emotions, a decision that would illuminate his path to recovery. This story is not just Haig's. It's an invitation to anyone standing by the sidelines of their own battles, wondering if it's possible to find peace amidst chaos. Through this narrative, we uncover a truth that resonates deeply, that sometimes our greatest threats, our personal demons, can become our most trusted friends. This revelation is not just about accepting discomfort, but actively engaging with it, understanding its origins, and using that knowledge as a tool for growth. Books for Haig were not merely an escape but a lifeline. They offered solace in solitude, companionship in the darkest hours, and a vocabulary to narrate the indescribable. It's through the power of written word that Haig uncovered a universal truth: our struggle is what binds us. We also delve into historical anecdotes, understanding how mental anguish has been both a curse and a peculiar boon. Take Abraham Lincoln, whose bouts with depression might have carved the empathy, depth, and resilience that defined his leadership. Additionally, we explore the therapeutic virtues of physical activity and mindfulness. Haig discovered in running and meditation not just a means to physical well-being, but a sanctuary for the mind, a space where clarity can be distilled from the chaos. A particularly sobering insight is the disproportionate impact of mental health struggles on men. In a society that often equates stoicism with strength, the narrative that men should perpetually keep it together has grievous consequences, with suicide rates alarmingly high among men. This account, at its core, is a testament to the power of facing your inner turmoil head-on. It's a profound reminder that in the heart of our battles, there lies the potential for immense personal growth and an enriched understanding of the human condition. Haig's story is not just one of survival, but of thriving, a beacon of hope that even when enveloped by darkness, there is a way to find light, not despite our demons, but alongside them. Part 1. When the Sunlight Brings Storms. Matt Haig's Battle with Anxiety. In the midst of what many would call paradise, the sun-drenched isle of Ibiza, Matt Haig, then 24, found himself in the throes of an invisible storm. What began as an idyllic summer, living in a beautiful villa and working at a nightclub, took a nightmarish turn. Despite the outward tranquility and the joy of being with his girlfriend, Haig was suddenly besieged by a panic so intense it chained him to his bed, unable to engage with the world around him. For Haig, this was an unprecedented experience of anxiety that hijacked every facet of his existence. It wasn't just the pounding heart or the unshakable dread that made life unbearable. It was the sudden onslaught of these feelings without any prior warning or discernible cause. Even more terrifying was the way this panic whispered dark thoughts, urging him towards the edge of a cliff, contemplating a leap into oblivion. Miraculously, thoughts of his loved ones reined him back from the brink. The decision to seek medical help led to a prescription of tranquilizers, a solution that offered little relief but managed to muffle the screams of his anxiety just enough to allow a return to the United Kingdom. Back home, life seemed superficially calm. Haig engaged in everyday activities like cooking and reading the newspaper, but internally, he was waging a relentless war against a dual-headed monster, depression and anxiety. The former painted his world in shades of despair, while the latter sent constant bolts of panic through his heart. The simplest tasks, like a quick trip to the corner store for milk, morphed into Herculean trials. The journey there was a battle against hyperventilation and hallucinations, while the act of shopping itself, something most do without a second thought, became an overwhelming ordeal. Each brightly labeled product screamed for attention, turning the dairy aisle into a maze of anxiety. The checkout counter, a stage for a performance of normalcy he felt far from. This key moment in Haig's life serves as a stark reminder of the profound impact mental health issues can have on daily living. Anxiety, often misunderstood and underestimated, can transform life's simplest pleasures and tasks into insurmountable obstacles. For Haig, the journey ahead would be a long one, but it was here, in the depths of his struggle, that the seeds of understanding and recovery were sown. A testament to the resilience of the human spirit and the power of enduring love and support. Part 2. The Quiet Before the Storm. Recognizing the early signs of anxiety. It's tempting to imagine mental health crises as sudden, unanticipated storms that crash into our lives without warning. For Matt Haig, what appeared as an out-of-the-blue breakdown during a seemingly idyllic life in Ibiza was, upon reflection, more akin to a storm quietly brewing on the horizon, one he might have spotted had he known what to look for. Looking back, Haig identifies a pattern of anxiety markers stretching into his childhood, a breadcrumb trail of symptoms that, had he understood them for what they were, could have signaled the impending tempest. From as early as 10 years old, the seeds of anxiety were already sown. Haig would agonize over his parents' safety whenever they left for an evening out, concocting dire scenarios of their fate in his mind. This early fear of separation only intensified with time, morphing into a more pronounced anxiety during his adolescent years. A stark example of this was a school camping trip, an event that should have been filled with excitement and camaraderie, turned into a night of acute distress for Haig. In a state of sleepwalking panic, he shattered a window with his arm, driven by an uncontrolled surge of anxiety. The progression of this anxiety didn't halt at college. Instead, it took on new dimensions, veiling itself behind the social lubricant of alcohol. A particularly harrowing moment came when Haig had to deliver a presentation on cubism. The mere thought of speaking in front of his peers was enough to trigger a severe panic response, driving him to seek refuge in a toilet stall until the last possible moment. The experience was so intense that he experienced derealization for the first time, a disturbing sense of detachment from his own body, as if he were an observer of his own life. In these moments, Haig confronts a critical dilemma, the fine line between normal anxiety that everyone navigates at various points in their lives, and the kind that heralds a deeper, more debilitating mental health crisis. He acknowledges that a key factor in the escalation of his anxiety was his relentless effort to suppress it, to camouflage his pain with a facade of normalcy, or to drown it in alcohol. This attempt to mute his true feelings, to conform to a perceived norm, likely exacerbated his anxieties, propelling him toward that precipitous breakdown. Through Haig's reflections, we are reminded that early indicators of mental health struggles often whisper before they scream. Recognizing and acknowledging these whispers, rather than muffling them, could be the first step towards charting a course through the storm, rather than being engulfed by it. Part 3: Navigating the Labyrinth, the Complex Quest to Understand and Treat Anxiety and Depression. In an era where the bounds of medical science are continually expanding, granting us solutions to once formidable health challenges, from turning HIV into a manageable condition to making childbirth significantly safer, it's natural to yearn for a similar level of clarity and control over mental health issues like anxiety and depression. Yet, as we delve deeper into the mysteries of the human mind, we're confronted with a landscape that's far from straightforward. There's a prevailing key message for anyone grappling with these conditions. The causes of anxiety and depression remain elusive, and there's no universal cure-all to address them. The journey to understanding depression has led to various hypotheses. For years, the predominant theory suggested a chemical imbalance, specifically lower levels of serotonin, a neurotransmitter believed to influence mood regulation. This theory underpins a pharmaceutical industry worth billions, offering solace to many. However, this is but a fragment of the picture. The reality is that while some find relief through medications that boost serotonin levels, others find little to no respite. Moreover, alternative medications targeting entirely different brain chemicals can sometimes offer better results. This disparity has fueled skepticism regarding the chemical imbalance theory, with some researchers proposing alternative explanations such as a dysfunction in the nucleus accumbens, a central brain area associated with pleasure and addiction. Critics of the chemical-focused theories argue that conceptualizing the brain as an entity separate from the rest of the body is a flawed approach. This critique gains weight when considering the very tangible physical symptoms experienced by those suffering from anxiety and depression, such as the debilitating chest pain or the overwhelming sensations of tingling described by Matt Haig. These symptoms underscore the intertwined nature of mind and body, challenging the notion of a simple biochemical remedy. Furthermore, our understanding of depression and anxiety becomes even more complex when considering the role of the social environment. As noted by evolutionary psychologist Jonathan Rottenberg, our surroundings and social contexts have a profound impact on our mental health, equivalent to that of our brain chemistry. This intricate tapestry of causes and influences makes it clear that tackling anxiety and depression is a highly individual journey. There's no singular solution or magic pill that universally eradicates these conditions. Instead, the path forward involves embracing the complexity of these mental health challenges, recognizing that effective solutions often require a personalized approach, tailored to the unique experiences and needs of each individual. For those navigating the labyrinth of anxiety and depression, this understanding serves as both a challenge and a beacon of hope. It acknowledges the difficult truth that there are no easy answers while affirming the possibility of finding a way through, a way that, much like Haig's own journey, may involve discovering and assembling a unique toolkit of strategies that cater to the complexity of the human experience. Part 4: The Invisible Wound, Confronting the Stigma of Male Depression. In a world where physical injuries are met with immediate empathy and support, Those suffering from internal battles like depression often navigate a lonelier path. The stark contrast between the visible support garnered by physical injuries and the invisible struggle of mental health issues underscores a profound societal challenge. Matt Haig's journey through depression and anxiety highlights this dilemma, especially emphasizing the compounded isolation faced by men in these battles. The key insight to be drawn here is: depression fosters social isolation, a burden that men, in particular, bear heavily. Imagine Haig in a moment of profound despair, tears streaming down his face in the sanctuary of his parents' home, a rare glimpse into the depth of his suffering. In this moment of vulnerability, his father's embrace offers a fleeting sense of solace until the whispered words, "Pull yourself together," inadvertently deepen the chasm of isolation. This well-intentioned but misguided advice reflects a broader societal misconception that mental health struggles can be overcome through sheer willpower, invalidating the complex and arduous reality of those affected. This narrative is far from unique to Haig. It speaks to a pervasive cultural script that discourages men from expressing vulnerability, propagating a dangerous cycle of silence and isolation. While depression affects both genders, the societal expectation for men to adhere to a stoic, unemotional demeanor significantly impacts their willingness to seek help or even acknowledge their struggles. This is reflected in the stark disparity between the rates of depression in women compared to the tragic escalation of suicide rates among men. Internationally, statistics paint a harrowing picture of men resorting to suicide at rates significantly higher than women, indicative of a crisis magnified by silence. The roots of this crisis lie not in the nature of depression itself, but in the stigmatization of those it touches, particularly men. Haig's eventual openness about his ordeal, a decade in the making, hints at the transformative power of discourse in breaking the chains of isolation. His candidness, fostered by the unwavering support of his partner Andrea, underscores the vital role of compassion and understanding in the healing process. To shift the narrative on depression and eradicate the stigma attached to it requires a cultural reevaluation of vulnerability, especially in men. Just as physical ailments are met with sympathy and support, so too should mental health struggles be approached with an understanding that transcends misguided notions of masculinity. Creating a society where discussing depression is as normalized as discussing a broken leg could pave the way for a future where no one has to suffer in silence, where the invisible wounds of depression are met with visible, unwavering support. Part 5: Discovering Solace in the Written Word, How Books Became Matt Haig's Anchor. Picture this. You're desperate to convey an overwhelming, all-consuming feeling to someone close to you, but every attempt to communicate only leads to more confusion and isolation. This was Matt Haig's reality following his mental health breakdown. The gulf between his experiences and the understanding of those around him seemed insurmountable, akin to trying to articulate the concept of Earth to beings from another planet. Not only did this chasm exist with others, but Haig also found himself adrift from his own sense of self, unable to parse the depths of his anxiety and depression. At the heart of Haig's journey back from the edge is an unlikely yet profound savior, the world of literature. Books became not merely a distraction, but an essential lifeline, granting him the vocabulary to articulate his ordeal and, most importantly, the reassurance that he was not alone in his feelings. The profound impact of identifying with characters like Holden Caulfield from The Catcher in the Rye or the disaffected protagonist of Albert Camus' The Outsider cannot be overstated. These literary companions offered Haig not just understanding or empathy, but a reflection of his own alienation and torment. They validated his feelings, whispering through their pages, "You are not alone." Literature, with its rich tapestry of language, provided Haig a means to navigate his own psyche. The distinctive, often poetic expressions found in books mirrored the altered reality in which Haig found himself, a reality that conventional language seemed ill-equipped to describe. where regular conversation failed to encapsulate the depths of his despair, the heightened language of literature offered a bridge to self-comprehension and, ultimately, to healing. Moreover, literature extended to Haig a vicarious lifeline, a second-hand zeal amidst his own existential stasis. By immersing himself in stories of adventure and purpose, he momentarily transcended the bleak inertia of depression. These narratives, rich with ambition and vitality, offered a stark contrast to his own sense of aimlessness, providing not just an escape, but a vicarious sense of momentum. Now, years removed from the nadir of his breakdown, Haig has himself contributed to the literary world with his own narrative, one that stands as a beacon to others trapped in the throes of mental illness. His story underscores the power of books not just as a means of escape, but as vital tools for understanding, for finding language when words fail, and most importantly, for discovering a path back to oneself. Through his journey, Haig illustrates that even in the darkest chapters of our lives, literature can offer light, guidance, and a reminder of the shared human experience, a testament to the enduring power of the written word. Part 6, Braving the Darkness, How Facing Fear Ignited Recovery. Months had passed since the depths of his breakdown when Matt Haig experienced a moment so ordinary yet so extraordinary for him. A morning thought untainted by anxiety. This fleeting encounter with calm, paired with the simple warmth of sunlight on his skin, sparked a glimmer of hope within him. After an enduring darkness, these minor yet profound experiences hinted at the possibility of recovery. It was the beginning of a transformative realization for Haig. The essence of Haig's journey toward healing was encapsulated in a courageous strategy, confronting the very fears that sought to imprison him. Despite these moments of hope, Haig found himself oscillating back to a state of despair, ensnared by a relentless cycle of meta-anxiety, an anxiety about having anxiety. This insidious loop threatened to keep him anchored in a storm of perpetual worry. However, it was this very pattern that eventually became a pivotal point in his recovery process. Haig's world had gradually shrunk, boxed in by the walls of his fears, the dread of solitude, the panic of stepping outside, the apprehension of social interactions. Each fear acted as a chain, tethering him to an ever-diminishing sphere of existence. Then, a surprise trip to Paris planned by his partner, Andrea, confronted him with a choice: succumb to his fears or face them head-on. The prospect of the journey ignited a terror within him. Yet the alternative, to remain ensnared by his anxieties and thus validate his deepest fears about his mental state, was unthinkable. Thus began Haig's deliberate march toward what scared him most. The trip to Paris, fraught with anxiety, did not culminate in the feared catastrophe. Instead, it afforded him the resilience he doubted and a fresh perspective on life. This venture out of his comfort zone symbolized a significant expansion of his world, both literally and metaphorically, allowing him to regard his thoughts with a newfound detachment. By directly confronting his fears, Haig embarked on a path of self-discovery, unraveling the narratives of incapability and fragility that anxiety and depression had woven around him. This approach did not promise ease, nor did it eradicate his struggles instantaneously. However, it equipped him with the insight that his fears, no matter how daunting, were not the bearers of absolute truth. He could endure the discomfort of a shop, survive a panic attack on a train, and emerge sturdier than his anxious thoughts allowed him to believe. In navigating through his deepest fears, Haig uncovered an invaluable lesson in resilience and the transformative power of facing fear. This journey of confronting the darkness not only illuminated his path to recovery, but also offered a profound message about the strength inherent in vulnerability, a beacon of hope for those navigating their own battles with mental health. Part 7. From Darkness, Insight: How Mental Struggles Foster Perception and Empathy. Discovering that historical titans like Abraham Lincoln and Winston Churchill navigated through the murky waters of depression, might initially come as a shock. These figures, known for their unparalleled ambition and monumental achievements, also carried the weight of anxiety and depression. This revelation challenges the narrative that their successes were achieved in spite of their struggles. Instead, it prompts a compelling re-evaluation. Perhaps it was their intimate battles with mental health that enriched their capacity for leadership and insight. This key insight unveils an unexpected silver lining to anxiety and depression. These conditions can deepen one's perceptiveness and empathy. On the surface, the debilitating nature of depression seems at odds with the qualities required for effective leadership or creative expression. However, the hardship endured from these conditions cultivates an acute awareness of life's fragility and the complex spectrums of human emotion. For Lincoln, his depressive episodes may have sharpened his moral clarity, enabling him to recognize the inhumanity of slavery with profound empathy. Similarly, Churchill's early recognition of the Nazi threat could be attributed to his sensitive understanding of life's darker aspects, honed by his personal familiarity with despair. Beyond the spheres of politics and history, this heightened sensitivity has been a muse for many creative minds. Writers and artists have often channeled their nuanced views of the world into works of profound impact, such as Edvard Munch's The Scream, a direct manifestation of the artist's panic-induced perception during a twilight stroll. For Matt Haig, coming to terms with his own sensitivity was a journey from resistance to acceptance. Initially, his emotional responsiveness felt like a burden, a vulnerability he wished to shed. Post-breakdown, however, Haig began to see his heightened emotional acuity as a gift rather than a curse. This thin-skinned nature, while overwhelming, became the very foundation of his ability to connect deeply with the world around him, not just in his vocation as a writer, but in the realm of personal fulfillment as well. Embracing his sensitivity allowed Haig to experience life in its full emotional spectrum. Where his mental health struggles once skewed his perceptions toward the negative, his recovery journey opened doors to profoundly positive experiences. The joy found in simple moments with his children or the emotional resonance of a well-written book became treasures uncovered from the depths of his earlier despair. This perspective offers a paradigm shift in how we understand the impact of anxiety and depression. Rather than viewing these conditions solely as obstacles to be overcome, recognizing them as catalysts for developing deeper empathy and a more nuanced understanding of the world provides a reconciliatory approach to the complex interplay between mental health and personal growth. It suggests that from the depths of our struggles can emerge a greater capacity for joy, appreciation, and connection, a testament to the resilience of the human spirit. Part 8. Embracing the Journey. Understanding the Nonlinear Path of Recovery. The path to recovery from depression often conjures the misconception of a steady upward trajectory, a clear voyage from despair to wellness. Yet, as Matt Haig's experience elucidates, the reality of this journey defies such simplicity. 14 years removed from a life-altering breakdown in Ibiza, Haig has ceased the pursuit of an elusive, complete recovery and embraced the undulating nature of his mental health. This revelation brings to light an essential truth. Recovery from depression isn't linear. Haig's evolution in dealing with depression involves a toolkit of strategies for managing his well-being, transcending the quest for a singular, miraculous fix. These tools range from the mundane to the deeply personal, each playing its part in nurturing both his physical and mental health. Fundamental self-care practices, like maintaining a nutritious diet, ensuring ample rest, and taking pride in one's appearance, lay the foundation for Haig's daily routine. Running, in particular, offers him a physical outlet for stress, transforming pent-up anxiety into a palpable sense of relaxation. Outside the realm of physical exertion, Haig finds solace and mental clarity in the quietude of yoga and meditation, practices that allow him to slow his thoughts as much as his breath. In a world increasingly dominated by the digital, Haig consciously limits his engagement with social media, recognizing the value in real human connections. Time spent with loved ones, his wife, Andrea, and their two children, becomes a bastion of support and joy. Central to Haig's journey is his unwavering passion for reading and travel, gateways to other perspectives that broaden his own worldview and inform his writing. This ongoing engagement with literature not only serves as an escape but as a means of deeper understanding and connection. Perhaps the most profound shift in Haig's approach to managing his mental health is the cultivation of patience and compassion towards himself. A panic attack at a literary soiree might have once led to self-recrimination, but Haig now chooses to celebrate his courage in facing such challenging situations. This change in perspective underscores a significant departure from seeking eradication of his symptoms to finding value and growth within them. Matt Haig's narrative embodies the complex, fluctuating process of living with depression. It's a testament to the fact that, while the journey may not be linear or predictable, it can lead to unexpected revelations and a deeper appreciation for life. Through a careful balance of self-care, interpersonal connections, and creative outlets, Haig reconstructs a life not defined by depression but informed by it, uncovering a multitude of reasons to cherish every moment. Final summary. Navigating the tumultuous waters of anxiety and depression is akin to traversing a world obscured by a fog of distortion. These conditions shroud the simple beauties and joys of life, casting long shadows that suggest a future devoid of happiness and devoid of hope. Yet, this perspective, though intensely real in the moment, is not the final prognosis for one's journey through mental health struggles. The essence of navigating through anxiety and depression lies in the gradual rediscovery of perspective. A journey marked not by a swift ascent from darkness into light, but by a series of small, meaningful breakthroughs. These breakthroughs come in the form of tools and coping mechanisms, each selectively forged and honed through personal experience and reflection. One of the unforeseen gifts of surviving these mental health battles is a profound depth of sensitivity to the world around us. While this heightened sense of awareness can indeed be a source of overwhelm, it also opens the door to experiencing life in a more vivid and connected way. The very pain that seems to narrow the world during the depths of anxiety and depression also carves out room for a larger capacity to experience joy, empathy, and a deeper appreciation for the intricacies of human experience. This narrative offers not just a path to recovery, but a transformation of the struggle itself into a source of strength. It illuminates the promise that, on the other side of anxiety and depression, lies not only a return to normalcy, but an enriched existence, characterized by an acute appreciation for life's nuanced tapestry. In essence, the journey through anxiety and depression is not about eradicating these feelings entirely, but learning to navigate them, to regain control of one's perspective, and to embrace the delicate balance of emotions that define our human experience. Armed with resilience, understanding, and newfound tools for wellness, those who walk this path discover that beyond the haze of mental health struggles, a world rich with possibility and beauty awaits. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.